let's go to the governor, Drew, and see what he has to say about I-STEP tests. All right, the governor is waiting for all the news media. Here he comes.
Last week, along with people across the state of Indiana, I was deeply troubled to learn that the I-STEP Plus test has more than doubled in length. For instance, third graders previously faced an exam of roughly 6 hours of testing total are now facing 11 to 12 hours of testing. This comes most disappointingly after repeated assurances by the Department of Education that this would not happen. In fact, in testimony before the State Board of Education, the assessment chief for the Indiana Department of Education, when asked about any additional testing, simply said, and I quote, "There will be a few more questions." Well, let me be very clear on this point. Doubling the length of the I-STEP Plus test is unacceptable, and I won't stand for it. Doubling the testing time for our kids is a hardship on them. It's a hardship on families. It's a hardship on our teachers. And this is a moment that calls for decisive action. We must take decisive action to shorten this test, even while ensuring that we maintain the integrity of the test, the integrity of our overall assessment system, and the integrity of our accountability through A to F. Parents and teachers, as became evident to me over this weekend, parents and teachers across Indiana are stunned and outraged at this news. And so am I. We need to fix this, and we will. We still have time to get this test right. But we must act immediately to do that. Therefore, in full consultation with the leadership in the House and the Senate, just moments ago, I signed an executive order using my authority as governor to shorten the test and lessen the burden on our kids, on our families, and our teachers. I've instructed the Office of Management and Budget to contract with a nationally recognized expert in accountability and assessments to help us do that. We are looking for actionable recommendations to the Indiana Department of Education and the State Board of Education and our vendor to substantially shorten the test. I'm calling today as well on the Indiana Department of Education and our vendor at CTV McGraw-Hill to give full access to our consultant of all relevant information concerning the new I-STEP Plus exam. Specifically, we will be asking our consultant to evaluate the exam in a way that will preserve the state's accountability system, preserve and ensure the assessment's validity, and to provide us with immediate actionable changes in the exam that would shorten its length. An initial analysis of the exam by experts familiar with it suggests that there are changes, particularly concerning the addition of a reading section and a social studies section that could substantially reduce the length of the test to the benefit of Indiana's kids and teachers. But we'll leave it to the experts to make their recommendations. Once we receive these recommendations to shorten the I-STEP test, we'll be calling on the State Board of Education and the Indiana Department of Education to work with our vendor to implement these changes immediately in time for this spring's test. Now, let me say that when one examines the process that this has gone through, it's understandable why parents are frustrated. And I'm one of them. We've gone through a process here in Indiana where we asserted the right of our state to establish our own standards, and we did that. And then because of well-publicized difficulties in the State Board of Education, there was an 8-month gap from when we adopted the new standards to when we were even able to commence the process of crafting a new test and a new exam. that would implement those, as is required under our federal waiver. The State Board of Education repeatedly encouraged the Department of Education to pilot this new ISTEP test in May of last year, in the fall of last year. But again and again was told that the length of the test would not be dramatically different. There has been a disappointing lack of transparency in this process. And I can't help but feel like this is all a byproduct of the dysfunction that has existed at the State Board of Education over the past 2 years. And that, too, must be corrected. Now, let me close, and I'll take questions by saying, look, we grade our kids every day. We can test and grade our schools every year. Parents have a right to know how their kids are doing in school and how their schools are doing overall. And as governor of the state of Indiana, I am committed to see this test through, to bring common sense, to shorten this test for Hoosier families, to make sure that this test is implemented in a way that ensures its validity and gives us the data that we need to be able to provide the kind of accountability in our A to F system in our schools that will keep Indiana in the forefront of educational attainment and improvement. Our goal for this administration, that by the year 2020, we would have 100,000 more kids in B or better schools in the state of Indiana. Well, you got to grade your schools to have kids in B or better schools. Proper assessments that are aligned with our standards and that are aligned with common sense and don't overly stress our kids are essential to that. And the accountability of our A to F system is also essential to that. And we'll see it through. We should have copies of the executive order for you, as well as a statement, and I'd be open to questions.
And that was the governor, and an angry Governor Mike Pence, saying he is taking decisive action to shorten the test. He is stunned and outraged at the length of the ISTEP test. He says, quote, we will fix this, we will get it right, and we will shorten the test. And he's bringing in a national consultant to look through the test, try to figure out how to shorten it. And these tests theoretically are supposed to start somewhere on or about February the 25th, and it is February the 9th. So I don't know whether the consultant is the good Lord above or Superman or somebody.